From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. The fate of Missouri's only abortion clinic is at stake. Starting today, a member of the state's Administrative Hearing Commission will begin hearing arguments over whether the clinic can keep its abortion license. The hearing at a downtown St. Louis state office building is expected to last 5 days. A ruling isn't expected until February at the earliest. Missouri officials have asked St. Louis police for heightened security due to likely protests from both sides of the licensing debate. Planned Parenthood has been battling Missouri's health department for months to try and keep open its St. Louis clinic. The state has refused to renew its license to perform abortions, citing concerns that include failed abortions. If the license isn't renewed, Missouri will be the first state since 1974 without a functioning abortion clinic. Planned Parenthood officials say the state is weaponizing the licensing process. A new report from Columbia Water and Light says the city's electric system has adequate capacity to serve even the fastest developing areas for the next 10 years. That assessment comes despite concern in recent years about capacity at the Perch Creek substation in southwest Columbia. Water and Light Assistant Director Ryan Williams says forecasts in the mid-2000s predicted Columbia's energy use to continue growing. In reality, electric use remained fairly stagnant. Increased energy efficiency in appliances and light bulbs is a major reason why, according to the Columbia Missourian. Williams says the 2008 recession is another reason electricity use isn't as high as predicted. It caused a decline in development and electrical use. Jim Windsor, former assistant director of utilities for the city, voiced his dissatisfaction with the report to the city council. In an email to council members, Windsor said he was concerned the report uses citywide data to assess a specific substation and that the data it cited are 2 years old. Speakers gathered at the 17th Annual Health Policy Summit Saturday to discuss concerns about medical marijuana. The annual summit is organized by MU's Center for Health Policy, according to the Columbia Missourian. Dr. Lucas Buffalo, MU Associate Professor of Clinical Family and Community Medicine, said there is currently very little evidence on the medical use of cannabis. He specifically called out the lack of trials, the small number of participants, and the need for marijuana standardization. Buffalo says the legalization of medical marijuana will hopefully make it easier to conduct research and to have better data in a few years. Kansas City voters will decide if a street named in honor of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. should keep that name or go back to its old one. Until January, the street through the city's predominantly black east side was known as the Paseo. The city council voted to rename it after King, but many in the community want the old name back. The Kansas City Star reports that a petition drive put the issue on the November 5th ballot. A group called Save the Paseo say they want to honor King, but that the street is the wrong choice because of its historic importance to the city. Ministers who push for the change worry about how the decision will be interpreted if King's name is removed. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.